The Weekly County Farm Couple ready for the next challenge. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. In a couple of weeks, Shannon and Kelly Ray of Weekly County will be competing against several other young farmers from across the nation in the Excellence in Agriculture Award during the American Farm Bureau Convention held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
It's something about flying around to Utah in the middle of the winter with a lot of snowstorms here and there, but I do look forward to going off on this trip, and we just really look forward to it, and most of all, representing Tennessee Farm Bureau the very best way we can.
34-year-old Shannon Ray says farming has always been a part of his life. He farms in partnership now with his father and brother on 1,500 acres where they have row crops, a swine finishing operation, and a few years ago started a grain vac and ag cam business.
We've had plenty of customers, but also just visiting with those guys and seeing how their operations are run. And just we're not only happy to make a sale, but we've made a new friend. And we try to keep our business and service like that, honest and quick. When a person needs something, just get it to them, and everybody's happy.
The Ray sales area covers Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, and Georgia, and he's hoping to bring along his children into the farming business to be the fifth generation on the farm. His 4-year-old son is already leaning in that direction.
And I look forward to what the future may hold, where what I teach him or what he ends up doing, and just I am hoping it is in agriculture, and I'm going to do what I can to keep him involved in that and to keep agriculture going strong in any way I can.
Now, when the Rays head to Salt Lake City next month, they'll be looking to add to the hardware that Tennessee young farmers have accumulated in recent years from these national contests. 6 Dodge pickup trucks have come home to the Volunteer State since 1998. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.